You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
Are you talking to me? This is the exact question random Norwegians on the streets of Oslo were asking their prime minister in a taxi cab this past week. Their cabbie, dressed in the red, white and blue traditional garb of a Norwegian driver, was Jens Stoltenberg. You can imagine the shock and surprise when the people in the back seat, like these two young girls, saw their leading politician driving them through Karl Johansgate, the main avenue in downtown Oslo. It was part of an election stunt put on by Stoltenberg's Labour Party, in which the Prime Minister was to gauge the mood of the people by descending to their level and taking a few around for a spin. The stunt, on its own, says a lot about Norway. In pretty much any other country in the world, you wouldn't even dream about being picked up in a cab by your country's leader. But at the moment, it suggests more about the Prime Minister's situation. Stoltenberg is very popular, there's no doubt about that. Ever since his stoic reaction to the 2011 terror attacks, in which 77 people were killed by lone wolf Anders Behring Breivik, Stoltenberg has essentially enjoyed the full confidence of his people. Back then, even opposition politicians openly referred to him as our Prime Minister. But though Stoltenberg is still a beloved politician, his Labour Party's popularity has plunged. Labour lags well behind the right party in the polls. Don't be too confused by the name. This is no right-wing party. It is more centre-right than anything. Their leader, Erna Solberg, looks set to become the new Prime Minister. The fact that Stoltenberg even had to attempt to pull this taxi stunt last week is a clear indicator that his popularity horse has slowed down. And after what happened when videos of the taxi rides went viral this week, it looks now like he's all but fallen off. It turns out that the people who got into the taxi with Stoltenberg were actually paid off by his Labour Party. Each passenger got 500 kroner for taking part in the stunt after being handpicked by an advertising organisation that helped to make the video. Rival politicians were quick to voice criticism that they were cheated by Stoltenberg, but the Prime Minister fought back, saying that not all of the passengers knew about the stunt and that the ones who did had, quote, no idea it would be me. All in all, a rather tough week for Stoltenberg, Norway's most prominent taxi driver. And as if the criticism for taking his people for a ride wasn't enough, the Prime Minister also had to deal with gripes about his poor driving. After a few of his passengers complained, Stoltenberg had to admit that it was the first time he'd actually driven a car in 8 years. Andreas Ilmer, DW.